the Palestinian Health Alliance, and you're going to hear a bit more about that this evening, was the result of one such relationship and very deep friendship. It started off with Dara Sumpter, who many of you may know as somebody who's worked and campaigned on behalf of medical victims of torture. And Derek encouraged me over many years to take an interest in the occupied Palestinian territory. And I'll be very honest, Derek would email me from time to time, and my heart sang when I got emails from Derek. And the reason was that he was so passionate, and I knew so little about what he was talking of, that I just felt too nervous to get involved. I wasn't quite sure what to do. And in the end, I took up the courage to say to Derek, I'm not brave enough to get involved in this because I didn't know anything about it. So he said, well, that's a pathetic excuse. Go to Ramallah, go meet people there. And I said, well, I don't know anybody. And he said, well, I know somebody, Rita Jackman, and she's the person you need to get to meet. So I went off and I met Rita for the very first time. And we got on extremely well right from the beginning. And I can remember sitting in a little anteroom in a hotel in Bethlehem. And we were talking about, we'd had a few days together. And we were saying, well, how can we keep this relationship going in some way? And mulling it over, we thought, what about writing, telling the story of Palestinian life through the lens of health? It seemed a very ambitious and rather crazy thing to try and do, but we did it. And thanks to Rita's absolutely wonderful leadership, and thanks to the incredible support of a network of friends and colleagues across the occupied Palestinian territory and internationally, including the Chinese who's here this evening, we could not have done it without everybody, including the medical aid of Palestinians, who have given us unstinting support for the past 5 years.